With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At the global AI gathering in Paris, the U.S. takes a stand for free speech.
Vice President J.D. Vance has told a summit on artificial intelligence that the Trump administration would never restrict its citizens' rights to free speech.
We feel very strongly that AI must remain free from ideological bias and that American AI will not be co-opted into a tool for authoritarian censorship.
He also used his speech to world leaders, tech bosses and researchers to repeatedly push back against what he called excessive regulation. I'm Karen Chamas.
It sounds like President Trump is running out of patience with Hamas, which has announced it's delaying the next hostage release, accusing Israel of ceasefire violations. Mr. Trump says that is not acceptable.
I would say this, and I'm going to let that because that's Israel's decision. But as far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time. I would say cancel it and all bets are off.
The president says cancel the ceasefire and let the chips fall where they may. Mr. Trump making good on his threat to slap 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Shares of American steelmakers rose as a result. Paper or plastic? When it comes to drinking straws, Mr. Trump says paper simply does not work. He's repealing a Biden directive ending federal purchases of single-use plastics, including straws. Also at SRNNews.com... A lot of people on snow watch this morning. A wintry mess heading into the lower Ohio Valley, central Appalachians, and on into the mid-Atlantic region with forecast of heavy snow and ice. A lot of schools are letting out early or are closed altogether. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in the red. The Dow is down 82 points. This is SRN News. Bud Light still has not recovered from a big blunder.
The popular brand of beer outraged the American public in 2023 when it partnered with a transgender influencer to push the product. The backlash cost Bud Light nearly 30% of its sales and prompted the firing of three top executives. Now a former Anheuser-Busch manager tells Fox News that the brand still hasn't recovered entirely. Anson Frerich says the problem is a lot of customers have quit the beer forever and new customers are slow to adopt it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota's governing body for high school sports says it will follow state law, continuing to allow boys to compete against girls. The Minnesota State High School League says the participation by and eligibility of transgender athletes is controlled by the Minnesota Human Rights Act and the state constitution. President Trump has signed an executive order giving federal agencies wide latitude in pulling federal funds if male athletes are allowed in girls and women's sports. SRN News. The Palestinian Authority and Hamas make opposite moves in Middle East diplomacy. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has signed a decree canceling the so-called pay-for-slave program in which families of terrorists killed or captured during attacks receive cash stipends. The program prompted a number of nations, including the United States, to withhold financial aid as long as it went to support terror. Abbas has demanded that in return the United States cancel the Taylor Force Act, which prohibits the aid by the U.S. government. Hamas, meanwhile, called a halt to the ceasefire hostage release, claiming Israel has breached the deal. In a developing story, Israel was reacting to the shocking signs of abuse and torture displayed by three hostages who were repatriated. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.